Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Patricia Stecher, S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Address is 22351 Adobe Road, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 909. 278-9987. ID is XXXXXX8523. Date of birth 3/10/1969. 53-year-old, married. Administrative assistant. Pharmacy is, I'm sorry, her insurance is. PREMERA Blue Cross Heritage Prime. Pharmacy is Raley's Red Bluff. It's addressed to James Pearson, PEARSONPAC. Below that should say Frontier Village Family Health Center, 645 Antelope Boulevard, Suite 24, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-528-7650, fax 530-528-7655. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of persistent symptoms of positional vertigo. Subparagraph, recent sudden onset of vertigo associated with a physical sensation of a snap in the head or neck. Subparagraph, current clinical symptoms of increased vertigo with changes in head position. Dear James Pearson, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Patricia Stecher, S-T-E-C-H-E-R, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Patricia reports the persistence of her vertiginous symptoms despite having been identified to have an ear infection and treatment with amoxicillin after a period of time. New paragraph, she reports having an episode like this many years ago, but no episodes in between, no positional vertigo in between, and no other clinical symptoms in between. New paragraph. She takes ondansetron pills, 8 milligrams PRN for nausea, estradiol 1 milligram, 1 per day, low estrogen, from Dr. Wahi. She also gave a history of allergies but has never seen an allergist. New paragraph. Past medical history reported to be negative. Systematic review of symptoms, general, she has a history of headaches and dizziness. Headaches are not migrainous in etiology. Subparagraph, with the onset of these symptoms, she had a sense of pain in the occipital area radiating forward with a pressure-like sensation. She has no headache today. New paragraph, EENT, transient dizzy episodes, previous earache, headache, nasal pruritus, persistent cough, tinnitus, on the right, now developing reduced hearing both bilaterally, right and left, history of sinus disease, and possible sinusitis, endocrine, no symptoms reported. Pulmonary, history of wheezing, chronic cough, cardiovascular, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, history of indigestion, heartburn, nausea, genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, history of hot flashes. Height 5 feet, 6 inches, weight 180 pounds. Last menstrual period, 3/12/2022. Last pap smear, 6 months ago. Last rectal examination, 2 years ago. Mammography has been completed. No history of recent bladder, kidney, or urinary tract infections. No history of unusual menstrual pain or irritability. No history of any recent breast mass lumps or tenderness or discharge. No history of recent pregnancy. Past pregnancies, she's had 4 pregnancies, 3 live births, 1 miscarriage. 3 sons were born in 1989, 1992, and 1998 without complication. Sexual function, she is sexually active, experiences a satisfactory sexual life. No history of difficulty with intercourse, no history of transmissible disease. Neck, no symptoms reported. Mental health, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no symptoms reported. Personal health and safety. She does not live alone. She denies a history of falls. Unusual visual or hearing loss. She has not completed an advance directive. Did not request additional information to do so. No history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on March 10th, 1969. She is 53 years old. New paragraph, her father died at age 69 from alcoholism with diabetes. Her mother at age 74 is alive and well. She has four living siblings. Three sisters, one brother. All alive and well. One sister is in poor health with kidney disease. One brother died at age 35 from diabetes and alcoholism. New paragraph, her husband's age 72 in good health. Her 3 children are all in good health. New paragraph. She reports a family history of chemical dependency in her brother, father, and sister, diabetes in her brother and father. She denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, convulsions, heart disease, and stroke, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, and other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She's completed high school. Social history and health habits. She's currently married. She reports drinking alcohol, quote, moderately, unquote, 1 to 2 glasses of wine per week. She does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no children at home. Occupational concerns, none reported. Serious illnesses and injuries, none reported. operations and hospitalizations. She has never had a blood transfusion. Cholecystectomy was performed in 2007. Ovarian cyst treated in 2018. Carpal tunnel, both hands surgery, 2014, all with good outcomes. She reports never having been hospitalized for prolonged periods of time. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms, general. She reports lightheadedness and tinnitus. Head, she reports intermittent headaches to the back of her neck to the top of her head, relieved by ibuprofen. She has a history of fainting spells, the last in March of 2022, precipitated by forward bending. No aura. She reported reduced hearing and decreased balance for a couple of minutes following her episode. There was no associated loss of bladder control, shaking, rigidity, or tongue biting. No similar family history. Neck. She noted symptoms of neuralgia, reduced motor strength, myospasm, numbness, pain. Stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. Subparagraph, she does give a history of paresthesia sometimes in the hands and fingers after laying down at night. New paragraph, upper back and arms. She denied neuralgia, numbness, pain, myospasm, stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. Middle back. She denied symptoms, low back, she denied symptoms, shoulder, she denied symptoms, elbow, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms, hips, she denied symptoms, ankles, she denied symptoms, feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. She denied difficulty with her vision, sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. She denies a tendency towards any unusual movement, shaking, or tremor. New paragraph, she denied any further tendency towards vertigo, near syncope, or fainting. New paragraph, she denied neuromuscular weakness in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, she denied sensory changes in the arms or legs. New paragraph, she denied a history of seizures. New paragraph, she denied, she does report a dysomnia with difficulty sleeping that has been long-standing. New paragraph, neurological examination, mental status. Patricia is a well-developed, well-nourished, this is under heading of general, well-developed, well-nourished, middle-aged, right-handed woman who is alert, oriented, pleasant, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, demonstrating preserved immediate, recent, and remote memories, attention and concentration, and appropriate ideation without unusual or bizarre symptoms. New paragraph. Cranial nerve evaluation. Her pupils are 3 millimeters equally round, reactive light and accommodation. Her extraocular movements are full to vertical and horizontal gaze without nystagmus or diplopia. New paragraph. Facial motor examination shows symmetrical facial features with preserved motor strength. Facial sensation is intact. New paragraph. Her palate elevates symmetrically. Tongue is in the midline without atrophy, deviation, or fasciculations. Phonation is preserved. Chewing and swallowing are not reported to be remarkable, new paragraph. Certiclinomastoid and tapresia strength appear to be 5 over 5 bilaterally. New paragraph. Motor examination, manual testing upper and lower extremities shows preserved bulk tone and strength proximally and distally without obvious deficits. Sensory examination is intact, pin touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, our deep tendon reflexes are symmetrically preserved at 1 over 4. Patellar trace at Achilles bilaterally, preserved in the upper extremities. New paragraph, testing for pathological primitive reflexes demonstrates an equivocally slight Babinski on the right and slight bilateral palmar-mental responses bilaterally. New paragraph, cerebellar rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are preserved, as is finger tapping test. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not demonstrate inducible neuromusculoskeletal resistance, rigidity, or evidence of cogwheeling. New paragraph. Our ambulatory examination shows preserved ambulation, heel and toe. Tandem is ataxic with a tendency to move to the left. New paragraph. Romberg's is unsteady but preserved. Cervical extension during Romberg examination exacerbates ataxia. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Patricia Stetcher presents with a history of the sudden onset of vertigo, identified and possibly associated with a underlying urinary that is ear infection, but did not entirely resolve with treatment. New paragraph. She still has features of positional vertigo that have remained persistent and are uncomfortable. New paragraph. Meclizine, given as a prescription, was useful in controlling her severe vertiginous symptoms, but is associated with severe drowsiness. New paragraph. She has a longstanding history of dyssomnia for which further evaluation and exclusion of central obstructive sleep apnea needs to be excluded to reduce other risk factors. New paragraph. Her clinical neurological examination strongly suggests that she has an underlying encephalopathy and may have some frontal dysfunction that may be of other etiology. New paragraph. Recommendation. At this time, I would take brain MR imaging studies, and that is brain and cervical MR imaging studies, to exclude ischemic or demyelinating or other vascular disease contributing to her presentation. New paragraph. Home sleep testing to exclude sleep disordered breathing and sleep apnea is indicated with her history of soft snoring. New paragraph. Referral for allergy evaluation is indicated with a longstanding history of unsuccessfully treated allergies contributing to her presentation. New paragraph. I was seeing for neurological reevaluation follow-up considering her history and with further recommendations in my signature.